almost done. We're down to the last 2 weeks. So here's your quick recap from week 6 and a little bit of what to expect the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, this was a really good week. I really enjoyed, again, still how you're engaging all of the material. And I want to tie together a couple of pieces, or at least what the thought process was or is behind this past week. And that is, you know, we have philosophically these ideas of like truth, goodness, and beauty. And if we know who we are and what we're doing, does that help us when we make our decisions in terms of the situation and how it affects us and then our agency over it? And I think that always comes to a head or can be pushed when things are really not going well, right? If you're in a state of failure. And I kind of wanted to lean into that of, do these transcendental concepts matter? And that was specifically the issue in using, and I know I didn't assign the text to you, but you just needed to know that there was a person that wrote a book regarding these kinds of virtues at work, right? That these are not just weird philosophical, I believe kind of statements, but there's really, you know, something maybe fundamental to it. And he had just sort of proposed that for people who had difficulty thinking spiritually, that what if we considered the value or virtue of unity that holds all these things together? Does that help us to think through this? And the hard piece is, can we connect that? Can we connect that idea of a spiritual dimension in our lives helping us when we're in a position of suffering? Now, these last 2 weeks are going to hopefully bring a little bit more together. This week is going to be another difficult sort of week in terms of there's going to be another paper due, and this one's going to be your eulogy assignment. And that's not to be morbid, but it's to start thinking about, who is it I really want to be? And it's that's just that distinction between resume virtues and eulogy virtues. And the resume virtues are all the things you can do in your career, right? I can list all of my publications. I can list all the position titles I've had. That's not what people are going to remember when I die, or at least I hope not, right? We sort of hope we've made some kind of foundational difference in people's lives where if something happens to us, that's what they'll remember. And that's what that exercise drives towards. Now, next week, in the last week of class, you're basically going to write this same paper again that you just wrote in week 6 to see, okay, now that you know all of this, what's changed? Or what would you maybe do differently after the eulogy assignment and some of this final bit of information? So kind of think of last week as like a rough draft, and then think of the final week as, oh, that's the real position paper, if you want to put it that way. And as we go, again, bridging from last week to this week, we're going to continue some of the negative stuff in terms of, we're going to talk about failure. And there, again, there's a reason. I also want to really put this into your head that I liked reading a gratitude, not necessarily journals, but your reflection papers this week, because I think you all got something out of it. And this is a very basic practice. This is something I still do every day religiously. And I always challenge students to keep doing it, even when we don't grade it. It makes a huge difference. And that's kind of what I want to focus on this week, are practices. What are the things you can continue doing to help you, especially in cases of suffering or cases of failure? What are those things you can actually do, right, in your field of agency to address these things? In your papers, everything looked really good. I'm really, really pleased. I think in some ways you did better than our students who took it in person. Like, I don't know, maybe you read the instructions. I don't know, you did really well. I would say maybe the only critique or comment would be to make sure you mention the sources. I think almost everybody did. There's just a small handful of you that did not. But that's it. Just make sure you mention the sources and resources in the course. Everything else was fine. Again, I'm always impressed by when I teach this kind of course, what a number of people have either gone through, unfortunately, or the goals they've set for themselves and attained. It's fantastic to read this. And I see that in the post. You're all very encouraging with one another. And even the readings, I love how you're taking everything we position out there for you seriously, and you're not just sort of saying, oh yeah, I kind of agree with that. Everything's been a very thoughtful statement. So as we go in these last 2 weeks, just keep up that work. I'm going to later post this week's PowerPoint. I'm not sure about next week. We haven't finished this course in person, so I don't know what I have for next week. If not, I'll just sort of have a final wrap-up video for you, if nothing else. But keep up the good work. Thank you.